This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. When Pan Air announced it was pulling out of airports in the region, including Klamath and Humboldt County, it left only the Crescent City Airport with daily flights to Portland. Pan Air has requested it be released from its essential air services contract with Crescent City, but another carrier must take over before that happens. Three carriers have expressed interest in the region, and according to the Daily Triplicate, one of those airlines, Contour, has submitted a proposal that includes an alternate essential air service application that would allow the airline to forgo the EAS requirement through the use of grant funding. The other two carriers, Boutique Air and Great Lakes Aviation, have submitted full EAS applications. Representatives from the airlines will meet in Crescent City next week with city and county officials. The coroner's office reports that 21-year-old Southern Humboldt resident Drake Gammel died after he was disconnected from life support at a local hospital on Wednesday. Gammel's family came into town from out of the area to make the decision after Gammel had suffered serious injuries in some sort of traffic incident early Sunday morning on Avenue of the Giants. Chelsea Cookson, Gammel's girlfriend, was arrested on suspicion of DUI. On Wednesday, a group of community members, alumni, and staff from Humboldt State University held a meeting to discuss the future of funding for the school's athletic department. President Lisa Rossbacher and athletic director Duncan Robbins were in attendance, and it was decided that the community members and the alumni have made plans to raise $500,000 per year for the next 5 years to fund the athletic department. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill that will change the primary election dates for both federal and state elections. Beginning in 2020, California will hold its presidential primary on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in March. The change will also force state races to hold primaries in March instead of June, as they are scheduled now. The change was made to give the state a greater say in the presidential primary. Caltrans has issued an update for Highway 299 east of Weaverville for the next week. The highway will be closed between Junction City and Helena during daylight hours and open to one-way traffic overnight, as work is done on the hillside above the roadway damaged by the Helena fire. Motorists will have single-time openings during business hours at 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with one-way control traffic on Sundays. The Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District will host a public workshop tomorrow morning at the Warfinger Building from 9:30 until 11:30. The topic of the public meeting is discussions on how to manage eelgrass in the bay that is key to the bay's health and ecosystem. The Harbor District has received federal funds for restoration and conservation of eelgrass beds, and the goal is to develop strategies to allow for aquaculture and dredging on the bay. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.